By July, Mary was pregnant. But I was worried about the effect of the summer heat on her. So I decided to head for the cool mountains of Idaho. Unfortunately, I had not taken into account the fact that we were very close to the place where General George Armstrong Custer had uttered his famous statements, "The Indians will never attack today." Well, they attacked. In Casper, Wyoming, at the Mission Motor Court, Mary woke up with excruciating stomach pains. She tried to stand up, but she fell over, screaming. She was hemorrhaging from a tubal pregnancy. If Mary did not get treatment immediately, she would die. When the ambulance arrived at the local hospital, the resident surgeon had gone fishing. By the time they got him back, Mary was in real bad shape. As they were prepping her for surgery, her veins collapsed. The doctor told me it was hopeless. If he operated on her without fluids, Mary would die from shock. Then he said she was unconscious and it was time to say goodbye. How the hell do you say goodbye to someone who's unconscious? Death was not a result that I was going to accept. I had seen a lot of battlefield transfusions in two world wars. I knew exactly what to do. I put on a mask and gown, dragged the doctor into the operating room, and ordered him to cut Mary's vein and insert a needle. To restore the vein, to get the plasma in, you had to clear the line. So I milked it down, lifting and tilting until it started to flow. That way, I got a full pint into her. Slowly, her eyelids started to flutter. Mary was alive. Now they could operate. When Mary was well enough, she put her arms around me and told me that old Doc Hemmingstein had turned out to be a pretty good emergency handler. Then she looked into my eyes and said, "You saved my life, Ernest. I will never, never forget what you did for me in the hospital. I want to hold you. I want to hold you forever." Later, I told Mary that there were many ways to die. But one way I never wanted to die was from a broken heart. "And what would break your heart?" she asked. "Losing you," I said. "Losing the woman I loved." "Oh, Ernest," she said, "you could charm a brass doorknob off a door."